Plaintiffs in the lawsuit include People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the Animal Legal Defense Fund, and the Government Accountability Project. They want the court to strike down the state's ag-gag law on the grounds that it prevents employees from uncovering wrongdoing in the workplace, especially in businesses such as nursing homes and animal slaughterhouses. The group's attorney, David Maraskin, says the law violates the Constitution on several fronts.
The law violates the First Amendment by preventing people from speaking publicly about corporate misconduct and lobbying for change. It violates the due process and equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment because it signals out people who want to inform the public and prevents them from engaging in their desired form of speech. And the Supreme Court of the United States has said laws like that cannot stand.
Governor McCrory vetoed the bill, saying it doesn't protect workers who uncover criminal activity. Lawmakers overrode his veto. Animal rights groups have charged that the law was designed to end their undercover investigation of abuses of animals in slaughterhouses. Journalists have made similar claims. The group Mercy for Animals pointed to a conviction against a chicken farm worker in Rockingham last month following a secret videotaping. They say under the ag-gag law, that investigation would have been illegal. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.